Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, our heroes defeated the undead wyvern. Finally making it back to Falcon's Hollow, they went straight to the sheriff's office to present the butcher. Payday was angry with the hero's success, but kept his word and released Sheriff Belson. The party began to make plans to infiltrate Creed Manor with the help of the sheriff. That night, Scarab had a dream with a cryptic warning. Our story continues now!
Scarab, your eyes snap open in the middle of the night as your dream ends, the last words echoing still in your mind. You feel a bit shaken? I mean, I question, but I should just ask, how do you feel having seen what you've seen? The ominous, looming threat of this kobold king, this mysterious figure who seems to know your name, though you don't know his.
The ominous kobold king is an interesting thing for Scarab. He's fully aware of kobold tribes around Galarian. He knows, of course, of the ones in these parts. But this strange, these visions and stuff, that's odd. But he also he's feeling a calling for something that he left behind. And that's showing in these other visions that he's seeing. He's coming to terms with that there's something that he needs to do, and he's been hiding from it. And he's not able to hide from it anymore. At least that's how it's seeming.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing on his skin. He's probably in some stage of he's probably in grief right now. He's probably going to go through some stages until he faces the fact that there's something he needs to do. So yeah, he might be a little off.
As you sit there thinking over everything that you've dreamt and about what you need to do, your attention is suddenly snapped to the corner of the room as you hear a voice speak out to you.
Well, it seems like you were having quite the dream, weren't you?
What the fuck?
You see, on the windowsill of your room, is sitting across the open window frame, a half-orc with a brass nose that he lightly wipes away with a handkerchief. This is Cabrin Bloodeye, who you met at the Rogue Lady.
Oh, yeah.
As for what he's doing in your room at this time of night...
Leave my room, demon, please! A full night's rest is all I want!
I thought you were going to rhyme.
I'm not a bard.
I have a message, plain and simple. Stop poking around. Don't mess with the creeds, or you'll find out exactly how we play. And it isn't pretty.
And what does it mean to you?
The Creed's pockets run deep, and you'll find there are many more of us than you anticipate who are on their payroll. But it's not always about money. No. Sometimes it's just about the pleasure.
He wipes away more of the blood oozing from his brass nose.
Heed the warning, and you won't meet me again. That is, unless you care to take a gamble.
And he rolls out of the window, dropping out of sight.
I mean, if that's what they're sending me, a slobbery baby. It's not going to be too hard. But what does he want?
Yeah, Scarab's going to pull back on his sleeve and see that he does, in fact, have small sprouts and vines growing down his wrist. And he's going to fall back onto his bed. And he's not going to fall asleep again because people are just coming into his window. But he's definitely... He's a little overwhelmed.
And it is now the next morning. No more strange dreams or visitors in the night.
We'll talk about my visitor in the night.
Huh?
What he got for us, buddy?
Don't ask about my visitor in the night. It's going to be a busy day.
Oh, Mr. Rupor!
You slept so hard.
You awake with a start.
The lights were off, I didn't know!
You were way better looking when I was drinking.
I want to get rid of my rat stain.
You're a little bigger in the dark.
I forgot about that visitor in the night.
I want to make it go
give
away.
Me a constitution save against your rat stain.
Here is my episode PowerPoint.
Fortitude save. I'm
just gonna blow your load
game.
Right away, huh?
Yes, I need to get rid of this. Rootmore has not been in at 100% like for like 15 episodes. It feels like.
Yeah, man, you gotta start wearing armor in combat. You really gotta start.
Oh, that first roll might do it. 18 on the die, but let's see if we can get higher. Yeah, 18 on the die. You said fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
29 fortitude.
For the first time in a few days, you wake up feeling completely rested, fresh as you were the day you set out on your adventure.
Oh, what a
you also
good
can't
day.
Help but feel like you dodged something pretty nasty.
I knew I didn't need some cleric.
Just a little filth fever.
Yeah, it's nothing.
But truly, if this got bad, like... I was going to let Rootmore's stubborn ass die, then be healed by the other cleric.
If you had failed
demon.
Last time, if you had demon. Failed and then failed this time, you would be dead. You would have not woken up today.
God.
That's
come on,
wild.
Man. Come on, man.
Come on, man. should be easy.
Rootmore, you're positively glowing.
How did you get in my room?
He's in the window.
Through the window. They don't lock these things, you know.
Oh. I'm on the third floor.
I think there'd be a big market in inventing some sort of latch to keep these closed.
It's a good idea.
I don't have time for it, though.
Oh, let me put some clothes on and I'll meet you downstairs.
I'll wait right here. I'll wait right here with you. Thank you very much.
Rootmore slowly draws the drapes closed while you're standing on the windowsill.
Come on, Tricky!
Tricky comes out of your closet.
Oh, yes. I mean, I knew Tricky was here.
Had a wonderful night. Don't ask me about it. Don't ask me about my night.
Money, what you got going on in the morning? What does Money's morning ritual even look like?
She has a 10-step skincare routine.
Is it Neutrogena?
She brushes her hair at least 200 times.
With rocks, dirt, and shards of glass and metal.
Uh-huh. And then after she finishes her skincare and brushing her hair, she goes back to sleep for another 2 hours. And then she wakes up.
To get that messy, woke up beautiful look.
Yeah. And then just gets dressed. And then she stares at the door until either Rootmore or Scarab come to get her.
Stares at the door like an NPC until the players come to collect her.
Yep.
Scarab's at the window.
All right, what do you guys want to do today? You've got some options.
Scarab's just in the room. She doesn't move because he broke the chain. Her model's just not triggering because he came through the window and not the front door.
She's not fully rendered.
She's just T-posing.
Oh,
crap, there is a lot to do. A lot of options.
Yeah, why don't you guys run us all through it, what you're thinking, what you got on your plates, and then if I need to chime in, I'll chime in or ask if you need to ask.
One thing we need to do is, before we even start talking shop, we need to get the sheriff here with us. So we don't have to repeat ourselves.
Yeah, see if he's got any ideas. I have a feeling we'll need to get more of the town on our side.
Agreed, yes.
Did anyone else's computers just reset all their screens?
No.
Just me?
No.
Okay.
Oh, the curse. Return the RAM.
Ah, it's my roll 20.
I haven't looked at that yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, don't sign in at the same time, please.
I'm already signed in. We're good.
And I think we go to the sheriff's office and start talking there so he's involved in the conversation.
Agreed! And then maybe we can go somewhere and use our weapons because it's so much easier to hit stuff now.
Oh, I know, right? I broke my bed this morning just for fun.
Do you know where the low-level areas are in these parts?
No. Couldn't think of anything clever.
In the woods to the west, there's a bunch of level 1 boars. You imagine if you spent a week grinding against them, you might hit max level.
Oh.
Well, let's do it the Cody way.
Oh yeah, classic WoW, let's go.
Now we bust into the awesome sheriff's office.
We bust in.
Yeah, kick the door.
Break through. Take it too long.
Break through the locked door. The guard turns to you. Sweat.
The door unlocks at 9 a.m., Imad.
Sweat beating down his cheek.
Don't kick me, do it.
You're not supposed to be in here.
What was that? Must have been the wind.
Just crouch.
A noise. Where you go? I know you hiding.
Alright, you go to the sheriff's office.
Just peeking through the windows, watching the sheriff slowly walk towards us.
Doing all these voices outside the window.
Shaking the handle.
Come on, Runemore, get it open!
Not a locksmith.
There's a hot dog. Just a hot dog trying to shove it in the keyhole.
Monet will force the door open.
Ah, perfect.
Accidentally.
Just break the doorknob so the sheriff's locked inside.
You break the sheriff's door off of its hinges in time to see him looking up at you, surprised from his desk, holding a bottle over a glass as if he was about to pour it. Upon realizing it's you, he puts it underneath the desk and produces a small carafe of coffee.
Good morning, friends. Coffee? Anyone?
Ah, yes, please. Thank you.
One big cup.
No, right? He produces a bucket and pours the carafe into the bucket.
I don't have any straws, so you'll have to share awkwardly.
Why did you do that?
One big cup.
Sheriff, are you drunk? It's okay if you're drunk.
No.
Okay.
But I have some if you'd like.
3, 2, 1, big cup!
Scarab reaches for the big cup.
All right. Yes. Could die today, so yes, give me a shot. Give me something.
Oh, thank God. And he pours everybody a shot.
Ah.
Monet looks at him, wagging her finger at him like...
Oh, don't give me that. You know how this works. If you don't drink it, I will.
Scarab drinks the entire big cup of coffee.
Oh, no.
This will go well. Yeah. What could go wrong? A kobold full of coffee with a gun?
Yeah.
Sheriff, now, we're not stupid enough to think we just go straight to the mansion.
Speak for yourself!
Wait, why
Brandishes
not?
Brandishes his weapon, waves it around the room.
Oh. Monet's with me!
We can't do that.
Yeah, we can. It's just up the road.
Sheriff doesn't look like he's stopping us.
Oh, Monet.
Scarab looks at the sheriff for just to see how he's feeling about this.
He's suddenly behind you. He's trying to put his door back on the hinges.
If we're going to talk about this, it should probably be in privacy.
Good.
Just testing the waters. Want to know where everyone's head's at. Monet, it's probably safer we come up with a plan.
I thought we had a plan. We were going to go to the Creed Manor and kill them. Is that not the plan?
At the that's the B. We got to find the A point 5 before the B.
What?
I never liked variables.
A 0.5 B. It's math. Come on.
A and a half.
We must find allies, and we must take out followers of the creeds.
We have the sheriff. You're our ally, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have him.
But here's a little guess I have. Just a small guess. I'm just putting things into perspective. The sheriff was just at the stake. We're going to need more than the sheriff.
We also have the butcher.
That's a start.
He is on your side. I spoke with him this morning. He's part of the plan, potentially. He's willing to help for saving his life when the town would not.
But it's this herd mentality thing. The same things that got me and then you taken away. We gotta tip those scales.
So we got... Okay, so we're gonna go into the streets and start really quietly chanting... Down with the creeds. Down with the creeds. Until everybody starts chanting also, because who's not going to chant when they hear someone chanting? And then the more people that start chanting, the more people that do it. And then we start marching to the Creed Manor with our crowd like they did with you.
Scarab reaches back. He's got his hood halfway up. He reaches up behind his head and scratches at his neck.
This sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
I'm kind of in line with this, but again, we need maybe to make sure people are going to chant with us.
You know, that big boy lumberjack. Remember, Monet, you and I talked to him. We turned in the head of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This guy loves Scarab.
Not Payday, but the actual consortium guy.
Outside of town. Yeah, the guy that's in charge of the lumber mill.
Freaking forgot about him. Yeah. He seemed kind of chill, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, he literally said if Scarab needs anything.
Dang.
You know.
Scarab's got a lot on his mind.
That's right.
That is something. That's pretty chill.
I'm trying to remember that guy's name.
It's been a while.
I can tell you. His name is...
Dang, was that with...
Jarlbin.
Yeah, that was back with Cobcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Long ago.
Yeah, it was one of the first things we did when we left town. We went to the lumber mill.
Yeah, man. Damn. Is that something? Yeah, Scarab's just thinking, you know, let's get some people on our side just in case things go big time south. We want this to... Scarab wants the city to stand. He just doesn't think that's going to happen with them in charge. Let's get these people on our side just in case things go bad.
Yarwin's a good avenue. He's a good man, a hard worker.
Big!
Not only that, he has the favor of his men. And while we all, in some part, owe ourselves to the Lumber Consortium, thanks to the Creeds, they're always looking for a better deal, I'm sure. Being rid of the Creeds and having someone else own the deed means that would give the lumberers a positioning chip in order to barter for better wages, better conditions from the consortium. If you could convince them of someone else who would be more right to rule and who would consider them, I'm sure you could sway them to your side.
Maybe a group of people.
Like a council.
You? If I may throw your name in, the lumber. Hell, even the I totally forgot. No-No's, he broke into my room last night. He's working with the Creeds.
No-No's?
Slobber, ugly, gross,
Cabrin Clodagh.
The orc.
He's bad news, that's for sure.
Just because he's an orc? That's pretty racist.
No, because
he runs a crime.
He runs a crime syndicate. Deals the shadier business for the Creeds.
Oh, sorry.
Known as the Red Rock.
You want to go kick his ass?
A knowledge check on Red Rock.
Sure, give me society.
Oh, we already know shit, too, because Colonel passed that role.
Okay, okay.
I just don't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah, me either. Well, Matthew got an 11.
Zero society. I'm good. I don't know anything.
Tony, when I could nat 20 yet. Go, oh, I just remembered. I heard walking through the street.
I could critically fail as well.
Oh, yeah, I can't give you misinformation.
3.
Oh, me too?
Yeah, if you got it.
Please. Society? Plus 0. She can't roll on it. Shouldn't know what the hell's going on.
Just know they're mercenaries. They're hired.
Well, I guess.
Oh, I forgot.
Red Rock, what do they do?
Well, for the most part, they take in money through the rogue lady. Think of them as Creed's muscles muscle. They engage in shady dealings, get the Creeds whatever they need from outside of town through whatever means they deem fit. They also, on occasion, have been known to act as highwaymen, robbers, as well as murderers and torturers for anyone the Creeds don't think belong.
My next question was, if they are a problem to the town, highwaymen are bad.
That we can agree on.
Pretty much what got me in my cart, except it was my own kind, which is really messed up, bros. Really messed up. It was my own kind. My own kind!
Hate to see kobold on kobold violence.
Exactly! But, if they're a problem, I was thinking we could just move their money back into the town. Use them for good. If it's gonna be a problem.
Blood Eye's no good.
Doesn't sound like it.
If we don't end up dealing with him now, we'll have to, eventually. Well, we being the town, we'll have to deal with them eventually. They have a special privilege. As Creed's spies and assassins, they enjoy certain rights that the rest of us aren't privy to. If the balance of power should change, well, they likely won't want to give up those perks that they've got.
So you deputize us, and then we kill him.
Oh!
That could be done. We'd have to worry first. If we remove one without the other, then the other will surely act.
This requires a lot of thinking.
It does. It must be done quietly as well. The Red Rocks, do
politics are pretty complicated. And difficult.
No, they're not. Why would you say that?
Fantastic idea!
That's why I'm a sheriff, and not a king.
And in control of nothing. No offense.
Neither are you. So what are we talking about?
Red Rocks. Do they have their own leader?
Yes. They're a guild. Run by Cabrin Bloodeye.
Ah, okay. So he's... Okay. Yes. We should probably go... Speak, air quotes.
Maybe
to Bloodeye.
Throw some bones at the rogue lady.
Yeah.
What does that do? What will that accomplish? Throwing bones.
It's funny!
Okay.
It's okay, Monero. I didn't understand it either. I'm just...
It's just something kobolds do. I've heard these guys talk about it too. I don't know if they have the space, but... We'll see. Maybe they deserve to die.
Okay, let's go throw some bones, whatever that means. But, yeah, let's go in. Not gun blazing or anything, but just feel the water. However that phrase goes.
No, of course. Yeah, this man totally invaded my privacy, and no problem.
So throwing bones means killing them.
I think so. Scarab, what does throwing bones mean?
Gambling. You see how far you can throw it.
Oh.
Here's a question. Do you guys actually want to play gambling games?
I'd be so down. I'd be down to roll some die. We can and not die.
We can do some gambling games if you want to do gambling games. Because there are a couple that are mentioned. This also doesn't have to make it
in the book.
In the book, there.
If it's in the book, I would love to play at least one.
The thing is, they don't explain the rules. They just kind of mention what they are. So let me just read it to you.
It's like a combat, but without, you know, death.
The Rogue Lady offers games of chance unique to Falcon's Hollow, such as Huckle Chuck, which is played with scrimshod sheep's knuckles or wooden dice. The Rogue Lady / Grim Lady is a card game with Succubus Queen and a Corpse Queen as jokers.
Ooh.
And Spin the Saw, using a circular saw blade on a nail that spins to indicate odds, victory, or defeat.
So Beyblade.
Interesting.
it's more like a Wheel of Fortune type deal.
Yeah. That's just cool. Don't stand too close to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
We could try peaceful resolution, see how much this Blood Eye character is getting paid. Because they are mercenaries, after all.
Mm-hmm. It's just the highest bidder.
It's very true. So let's talk to him. Be nice. Because he is ready for war.
Apparently.
It's gross, man. I'm just trying to sleep.
Nighttime visitor. It's kind of weird.
It's a sniffling.
I see it as a sign of weakness that he came himself instead of sending a goon.
I agree. It's odd. But so is he, you know?
The fact that he came to you at all and warned you means he's scared.
Maybe it's a cry for help.
So what do you think we should do, Imad?
Go gamble? Get a layout of this place, see how many soldiers this bloody nose guy has?
Spy on the enemy.
Yeah.
It is totally strange that he's the one that chose to show up. I figured he was the lackey. Are you telling me I could have taken down a gang last night?
You should have just shot him.
I just don't want to be taken away. Don't want to be taken away again.
That is why we are doing this, Scarab, so nobody gets taken away in the middle of the night.
Never again.
Sheriff, do you have a gambling problem as well?
Me? No, never touch the stuff.
Sense motive?
Go for it.
You have to roll.
Oh, yeah.
Plus... Where are you? Plus 13.
Oh yeah, he gambles.
Rootmore just smirks.
Let us go have fun. God. Let us go have fun.
Sheriff needs a new pair of shoes!
Points at ground. Sheriff's not wearing shoes. It's clearly a problem.
I can quit anytime I want.
Do you also have a lady problem?
Never touch the stuff.
Sense motive. Plus 13.
He touches the stuff.
Perhaps you shouldn't have left that cell. Nah, just kidding, buddy. Just keep your shit together. We got a town to save.
The man of many vices.
Vices. Never touch the stuff.
God, no.
He has a whole factory of vices. Damn it, that's where all the time's money's going. You got me.
Vices, C-clamps.
I've been whistling for years.
Just barns full of sawhorses.
Sheriff, come on, let's go gamble.
Are you taking the sheriff with you?
Yes.
Dirty pool of boy. You gonna make me play the sheriff and the house? I have to gamble twice.
No, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to play or anything. That's
what you say. He has a problem.
Before we gamble, I would like to buy a striking rune on my hammer.
How much?
I think it's 65.
Yeah.
An extra die. Oh. And then with vicious swing, it's an extra die on top of that.
Trust, I know. Hey, maybe we can win some money.
We could also fuck it up.
Totally good, but that's gambling.
I know.
Should we go try to get some money? I like this plus one striking rune that I just put on my hammer.
Where the hell did you get that?
That just happened over the break.
That took all morning.
Awesome, hit me.
All right.
Try to hit me.
I don't want to kill you.
Do it. I want to see.
All right, vicious swing.
No. Does a 35 hit?
Totally.
Minimum damage, 42.
I can't do that right now, too, Scarf.
Yes, of course. Just kidding. Just joking. Just filling the room. Perhaps we should go have a better talk with this orc nose. See if we can work out a deal.
Yeah.
Not trying to kick them out, just trying to get them to stop doing bad stuff for the bad people and do it for us instead.
Yeah, I like that.
Bad stuff?
Yeah, kicking people out.
Oh, okay.
We just need to, you know, turn their nose to the creeds and kick them out.
That's funny, because he doesn't have a nose.
Uh-oh.
You're correct.
He's probably the only one of you who could turn a nose. Just flips it upside down. Wonder if he ever puts it on wrong.
Puts the pointy in first.
I hate when I do that.
Ouch, stop. Yuck. Poor guy.
No, I like him now. He can sneak into my room, it's fine.
Yeah, totally. Let's walk to that sucker.
Cannot move.
Are you guys taking the sheriff with you? I don't.
If he wants to come hang out, come see the town, help us out a little bit.
No, I couldn't.
Sheriff, come have a drink.
Now, there's so much planning to do, and I have drink here. Much drink.
Scarab, maybe he should stay. I think he has a problem.
I have so much drinking to do, and I have plan here.
So much to drink and so little to drink.
I'm planning to drink. I'm drinking, fellas. Leave.
I'm drunk. I have drunk.
Go.
That's fine, Sheriff. I'm sure we'll hear your voice somewhere else.
I'll be going now.
You'll be with us in spirit.
See what you can learn. I'll be here planning.
Now, if you come up with any pressing ideas or matters, meet us at the casino. Blurt it out and leave.
Don't do that.
All right, time to join my co-conspirators at the Rogue Lady. Wink, wink.
See you later, buddy.
I haven't gambled in a long time. I wonder if they have the winding game or the flip-flop.
Flip-flop? No one's played flip-flop in years.
Oh, maybe we'll play it tonight.
Pray tell, explain the rules of this flip-flop.
The way it works is you flop on the ground. See how long it takes for somebody to notice. Before that, you make a bet on how long it takes for somebody to notice you laying on the ground. Or if anybody even cares, the longer you lay there, the more money you possibly get. Until they flip you over. Or flop you over.
And wingding?
Wingding? Listen, this is a game I haven't played in years. Okay? Who's asking, by the way?
No one, you're talking to yourself.
Oh, I don't like this.
So you throw rocks at birds and you bet on who can hit the bird.
Rootmore, are you coming?
Oh, yes.
Rootmore stops staring directly into the camera.
I've got to stop party. Doing that.
Monologuing by yourself on the porch. You guys, you make your way to the Rogue Lady. Approaching this two-story, wood-columned, very nice-looking building, as if it's been refurbished recently. Above the saloon-style doors hangs a swinging sign with the silhouette of a hooded woman holding a finger up to supple lips. Beneath it reads the name, The Rogue Lady. There's a raucous music coming from the inside, people fumbling in and out, those going in potentially to lose their hard-earned savings, and those coming out in various stages of revelry and remorse. Making your way inside, the first thing you'll see is a bustling throng of people excitedly cheering at their winnings, screaming at their losses, dancing in revelry before a live band on a stage to the far left. You see several crimson-coated employees stationed around gambling tables where games of dice are tossed. Card games. There's some form of strange game where you hit balls with a stick in the back, as well as a cartoonishly large saw blade positioned like a Wheel of Fortune with a small goblin clad in a crimson kobold costume.
Monet, how much money do we have?
I don't like holding the money. Let me see.
Put steel ball in pocket. Coins go all over the place.
37 gold, 4 silver, and 9 copper.
Ah. What do you think? 10 gold apiece?
Sounds fun. Don't spend it all at once.
No, of course not.
Right.
Take this all on black.
Everybody give me a perception check.
See how much fun we're having?
Mm-hmm.
Scarab's definitely keeping his eyes open for the Bloodhound gang.
19.
19 for you. Okay.
25.
Mm-hmm.
16.
Bonet, you notice when you all walk in, looking around the room as you are, it doesn't seem like anybody else is paying attention to it, but anybody who seems to be staff here dressed in red appears to be looking at all of you at the same time, and they almost in unison seem to look away. Rootmore, you notice that of all of those who turn to look at you, the goblin seems completely oblivious to this matter. It seems like whatever everybody else might have been clued in on, he is not. And Scarab, you can see in the far corner of the room behind the band on stage is Cabrin Bloodeye, lurking behind the shadows, but you can barely make out the glint of his bronze nose flashing on the light.
Scarab tilts his head ever so slightly if the man sees him.
He smirks in your general direction.
To be like, hey.
Just wave.
I'm here! You told me to gamble!
Oh, sorry, I gotta give you guys control. Thank you, Felicia, for that subtle note. Just a big hand picking at Monet that says, give.
Oh, she's been adjusting it this whole time.
You know what? We're gonna go nice and easy on this. I'm gonna give everybody control of everybody. Don't abuse it.
Nice.
You didn't have to tell me. You could have just told me you gave me my own, brother.
Yep, but this is a game of honesty, and I'm not fixing anything you guys do, so.
I'm gonna send them all to the upper floor.
Good luck finding it. It's in shadow.
You didn't give us control of everybody.
No, all of the players. I'm not letting you move the other tokens. Because I know you, Emma.
Well.
Well, let me just march him on over.
Tricky will stand outside.
Stop. Somebody's already moving me.
There's actually, just off to the side, you can see a very nice section for horses and other riding animals where they're being tied off outside. They have several troughs of water and slop, as well as a attendant.
Yeah.
Stop. Who's moving more?
Yeah, Scarab ties Tricky off, and as he's walking away, Tricky, standing next to, like, a horse or two, looks back at Scarab like, you're gonna leave me with these children? Bro, I gotta talk to these idiots. And he heads on inside.
Oh, hi, Stuart. Don't leave me.
Come on, dude. I can handle the noise.
We're good, brother. We're leaving me.
Rootmore walks up here to what looks like a blackjack table.
That's where they're playing dice.
Oh, I got a couple of those. Rootmore drops his pants.
And you were tackled immediately and arrested. I'm just spending the rest of the evening in jail.
Good session, everybody.
She doesn't have a shirt on!
As you walk up to the dice table, there is a rather angry man who quickly gets up off his stool and is like, guess I'll go huckle chuck myself then! And he walks out in a flurry.
Oh.
Seats open, step on up, sir. Fancy a game of huckle chuck?
Ah, yes.
Well, you know the rules. Everyone knows Hucklechuck. Put up your bucks.
Put up my bucks. More slaps of gold on the table.
Oh, rich blood. Just kidding, sir. One's the buy-in.
Oh, okay.
Anyone else at the table for Hucklechuck?
One gold is the buy-in?
That's the buy-in. This here is a high-stakes establishment.
Is there a lower-stakes table?
There's the wheel.
Put down one gold.
Yeah, let's party, Monet.
Scarab's gonna head to the bar for this first round.
Okay. Scarab, you head over to the bar. Behind the bar is a well-dressed woman in crimson and white garb. You note immediately on looking at her that she has a small brass pin that has a like a rock formation, almost like a mountain, with a blazoning sun behind it. Hello, what can I get you?
Ah, an ugly Mary. Ugly Mary. Extra dirty and covered in blood.
She's off today.
Ah, just give me something strong.
She goes ahead and makes you your drink. Right, that'll be one silver.
He'll toss a silver.
Hey, I know he knows I'm here. I know you know we're here. Just let him know. We're going to play some games. Clearly, paying customer. Let him know. We'd be happy to talk.
Your coin's as good as anyone else's, sir. But I shall let him know.
See ya!
The Scarab's going to quickly trot over to the table.
Yeah, as you go, you can see her gesture for a barmaid over and see her whispering something before that person rushes off towards the back.
Righto then, sir. Hacklechuck it is. Everyone got your dice? Nice and clear, on the table, nothing on the floor. If you bend down, I'll kick your rear. Oh. Here we go, round one.
Oh, here we go. 2d6, is that right?
Rules to Hucklechuck. Everyone rolls 2d6. You do so until you hit 16 or greater with the aim of getting 21 no higher. Closest you can wins. House stops at 16.
Oh, 7.
Starting with Felicia. We'll go around the table and at the house.
I say what I have?
Yep, what'd you get?
9.
Okay.
9.
7.
9 for the house. Round 2, pick him up. Here we go.
Okay, don't fail me, dice. Come on.
And then just tell me your total.
11.
Total?
Total.
Period. Last roll, this roll.
Yep. Rolling count.
17.
Okay, good.
10.
12.
I wish to stop here.
Stop at 17? Okay, yeah. Remember that. Felicia?
Probably have good odds to not bust,
I'm
but...
I'm gonna go again.
Going again? Yep. You're good. Oh, sorry. Next round. It's not just rolling. Ooh, okay.
16.
Okay.
14.
20 for the house.
Rolled an 8 off my 12. The house will stay at 20. Anybody else going more?
I can't.
Oh, because there's only one more after somebody holds in general. Okay. That doesn't seem good for you guys. I kind of like the regular blackjack rules where we'll let everybody go until they want to stay.
Do it like regular blackjack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're not playing against each other.
Yeah, right. You're playing. Yeah, it's against just the house.
I got 18.
20.
Okay.
Oh.
Come on, you're going to stay at 18 or you're going to go again?
I have to go again.
Yeah, he's got a 20, so only hope is. Get a 3, man. Just get a 3.
That's what I was rolling this whole time. Come on! Nope. Okay. I blushed it. Bluster.
House wins on 2. Pay out 1 to the young lady. Nope. Sorry, we pushed. Them's house terms for tide. Anyone else up? Gold on the table.
Oh, you know, gambling's just never really been my thing.
Scarab's sipping, but he's making a big show of it.
Another round, coin on the table.
Oh, yes, let's go. I like this game. I don't like losing, though.
Oh, okay. Of course, I love losing money.
Woo, house rolls high.
Seems like a bad idea.
That's fun.
I think I got a little Nathan there. Seems like a bad idea.
7.
2.
8.
House rolls 12.
Oh.
Next round, don't bust, house, don't bust.
Oh. 12.
Wait, again? Wait,
total.
Or, total, sorry.
Total.
I got it.
Are you making fun of my total?
Wait, again?
you just keep forgetting the order in which it's being told.
I'm ready. I got this calculator up. It's like, clang, clang. Let's go.
11.
12.
12. It's 12!
House stays on 17.
Okay, we can beat 17. Come on, boys.
Give me one more again!
16.
15.
18.
Beautiful.
You
stay here.
Oh. Yeah, very nice.
Oh, safety.
Good.
All right, the other two. This is going to be a tight one.
Come on. Yes, 19.
20.
Lucky. Yes. One for each.
Big time luck. Yeah, must be the beginner thing.
Nice.
I've never gambled a day in my life.
Okay, so I get one gold?
Yep. Yeah, so you should be up one. The other two should be back at 10.
Okay.
Does the dealer have a name tag?
He does. Although it's really pretentious and hard to read. It looks like his name is Pietro.
Hey, Peter! How's it going?
Not too shabby. Just lost 3 rounds, though. Gotta be careful or I'll lose my hands.
I was just gonna ask if this was your money, house money, or I guess... Yeah, they...
Oh, no, our money here is house money.
Ah!
It's only a matter of time.
This guy's body is collateral for his job doing.
Oh, my God.
My life's work, you could say.
It's all you got, yeah?
Speaking of life's work, comes my next roll.
Another roll, then. Card on the table.
Sucks.
7.
6.
4.
7 for the house. Round 2.
16.
12.
13.
10.
Ooh.
Round 3.
Oh, this is scary.
We're keeping them low today, Rootmore.
This is scary.
What's wrong, Mooney?
Oh.
21.
Oh, lucky lady!
21 as well.
Busted! 22!
Oh.
House stays on 16.
Yes!
That'll be double payout for the two of you. Hope I don't lose my finger over that one. Sides, you reach 2 gold. Scaraby pockets yours.
Big bummer, losing all my money like this.
Up and down, all around. Third round.
Oh, you
hell
know
yeah.
It. Already rolling the die.
Feel the addiction build.
Say, Peter, how long you been working here?
Name's Pietro, sir.
Pietro?
Not long, none of us last long. Just an industry joke. I've been here for years.
Same establishment?
Yes, sir.
Same.
Although we did get a refacing not too long ago. Some of that sweet, sweet consortium money.
Huh. That's pretty awesome.
I'll say.
How many of these employees are soldiers?
Sorry. Mone is just drinking and rolling.
Okay, 10 for you. We'll go around and then your question. Scarab?
8.
Uh-huh.
7.
House has 4. And your question was, how many of these people are soldiers?
Yes, how many of these people are armed guards?
He gives you a devilish look and says, No, sir. It's all fun and games here.
Oh, that's good to hear, sense motive.
Roll again.
Get that sense motive really quick. Let's done rolling.
You take him at face value. It's all fun and games here.
Oh, guys, nothing to worry about. It's all fun and games.
Scarab's going to reach across his little ass body. He's going to stand on his chair, plank over Monet, and slap you on the chest. You can see his eyes are getting a little red. He's getting a little drunk, but he's also playing into it. He's going to slap you and be like,
Rootmore, you should go get a drink. These things are amazing. But also, keep the questions. Keep them tight. Not too much at once. We don't want to seem obvious here. Go get yourself a drink.
Okay, after this game, I'm in the middle. I'm going to win big time.
19.
Oh, 19 for the lucky lady. Say, are you sure you're not a rogue?
No, I'm not. Wait, yes, I am sure.
Nice.
I'm gonna stay.
Locks it in on 19 for you, sir.
She couldn't bluff with the biggest pair of glasses.
I don't know what that means.
Me either.
Scarab's eyes just kind of like wiggle around.
Behind his big glasses.
15!
13.
9.
Oh. Here we go. Big money. Come on.
21.
Oh.
Big winner. Hope we don't tie. For you, sir.
19.
19, another big. House here sits at 14. Ooh. One more roll for me.
I'm gonna stay.
You got this, Pietro.
I'm gonna stay.
Lucky number 7. Ooh, so close. House busts.
Oh,
23.
Yes.
They can bite the dust sometimes. Isn't that right, Pietro, who's worked here for years?
I may not be working here much longer. 1 for each of you and 2 for you, sir, for the lucky 21. Ha ha, why don't you go get drinks and stop robbing me? Unless you're in for another round.
I want to go again.
That was awesome.
We're getting money.
I want to bet 10 gold on this one.
I'm sitting flat even.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
It's, the addiction is real.
I want to
bet more.
I know. What does chunk change?
Are you actually going to bet 10 gold?
No, not exactly 10. Maybe 5.
Anyone else in for a round of Huckle Chuck?
Oh, man.
I'm down for another.
I'll go get a drink. You guys go for one.
Just the two of ya. Round one.
Scarab's gonna keep. He would like to keep eyes on Rootmore as he's walking. Scarab's trying to read everybody in this place.
Monet is just gambling. 8.
6.
Lucky 12 for the house. Next round.
13.
Oh. 19.
21!
I guess my worry was for naught!
You thief. I see your game. You're funny. You're funny.
2 6s, and then this one, 4 and a 5. Perfect 21.
No.
All right, Felicia, go again. Push it. Matt, you want to try to push yours on your 19?
Might as well.
Matt, Scarab, sorry.
Hasn't been a Matt here in years.
In fact...
He used to 20. Lay down on the front step.
That's a bust, as we all knew it would be.
20.
20. Roll 2d6 for the 1.
Glad I sat out of that.
House wins on this one.
Takes a coin from each of you.
Good
Rootmore,
game,
you head over to the bar, okay. And you see the same well-dressed woman in red. See the same emblazoned pin.
As he's walking up, he's looking around to see who's armed.
Mm-hmm.
Perception?
Give me a perception check.
Fuck, man. 16.
Doesn't seem like anybody's openly carrying weapons.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Just the mead. Mead.
Right, that'll be one
mead
for the handsome fellow. And she
gets
you a mug. She's also a dwarf. She hands you a mug of frothing mead.
Or spills it on accident.
Oh!
Ooh, handsy too.
Yes, you're beautiful. How much? No, for the beer! For the beer! For the beer! How much
I'm
for
so
the beer?
I'm so used to holding sausage.
Oh. Touche, Emma. Touche. I was about to blush.
Forward.
1 silver love. Now, for you, 5 copper.
Yeah.
I heard that!
5 copper, but 5 copper to you.
I'll take care of the copper.
No, don't worry, I'll get it.
No, it's fine. Let me do it. I have the copper. I'll take care of the copper.
Okay, thank you.
Part, my name is Rootmore Redmayne. And you?
Riotha Lovkin.
Ah, lovely name.
Lovkin.
You come here often?
I work here every day.
Fancy. That's fancy.
Every day.
May I sit?
It's clearly stools.
No, those are decoration.
Yeah,
she gestures. Feel free to sit.
They put the day's pies on those stools.
So he
Cherry,
sits down.
Apple, boysberry.
Pick a pie. Sit.
Sit. <in.
laughs> How long have you been at this establishment?
3 years, seems.
The man hiding behind the curtains, is he nice to you?
Nice enough, pays well.
Okay, well, young lady, if you ever have any problems, my name is Rootmore Redmayne. I'm easily found at the sheriff's or the sitting duck. Just let me know.
He winks with both eyes.
Winks with both eyes. She winks with both eyes back. Blushes a little.
I'm uncomfortable.
Handsome and a charmer.
Perfect. Rootmore leans forward. Plays with his beard a little bit.
What do you say we go shag?
Ask her about the town.
Ah, lovely
Monet
town.
Says
isn't
that
it?
She leans super far back in her stool. Ask her about the town.
Ah, yes, my drunk friend over there is wondering about.
I haven't
about
had a single drop of alcohol.
Drunk on power and winning. You live far from here? Like, are people being treated nicely in this town, or?
Falcon Hollow's no place for nice and gentle folk, that's for sure. Out here, you have to be hard, made of sterner stuff, and willing to stomach what others won't. Otherwise, why even be here at all?
For the desperate and the brave.
Or the foolhardy.
Which one are you?
Desperate.
Oh.
For a man.
Nice.
She's the one being taken advantage of.
Hey, Rootmore, you're pretty good at going into battle without armor. Don't let that happen tonight. You know what I'm saying? Careful, idiot. I mean that lovingly, of course.
Rootmore's already naked. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know how to stop myself.
His armor's still at the dice table, just yeah. Like he's sitting there, but he's not wearing it.
He got out of it, Iron Man style. Yeah,
just open a hatch in the back and slid out the poop sack.
It's my power armor.
Oops.
So unwieldy.
I love that imagery of just arms on the table, but it's just the armor.
Seriously, wear protection. Be careful, we don't know this lady.
Ah, very good. You hungry?
I'm on the clock, is what I am.
Ah, but everyone on the clock has a stomach. My lady, I'm always on the clock. And I eat when I please.
What an educated and enchanting man.
I hate
Thank you.
This.
It's funny.
Not having a good time watching your husband flirt with another man.
Like it or not, this is what Dude. Peak masculinity looks like, Felicia.
Is the food good here?
Oh, it's awful.
Ah, well then have some of my sausage.
So forward.
Sir, it's so warm and large. It's going to turn into the lusty Argonian.
Back to the table. Horns on the table. Another round.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, okay.
You there, naked man at the bar. Are you in or are you out?
Come on, Rootmore.
Yeah, Rootmore. Scurries back.
She reaches longingly after you before withdrawing her hand slowly and sighing.
She sighs, but she looks down. She sees a steaming hot sausage. She doesn't know how it got so hot, like it was just out of the oven.
Because you say, turns around and his underwear is standing up on the stool. He just slid out the back of that and walked away.
What a charming comedian.
I hate it.
That man has many layers.
I hate it.
Round one. Pay the price and let it fly.
Oh, wait, before we roll, I'm going to bet
Oops.
Three gold. Three gold on the table.
Wait, we can do that here?
Yeah, you can put as much as you want. I'm sure they like it.
The more, the merrier. For some.
Scoot in. Two gold.
Good. Give in to your vices.
9.
Drake eyes!
10.
11 for the house.
Oh, that's okay.
A fine place to be.
You might bust.
14.
11.
Also 14.
22. The house busts.
Oh.
Payout for each of you.
I'll take it.
Monet will add a gold into her
bet. Alright. So you're going for 2 on this round. Mm-hmm. Scarab, what you betting?
2.
3 again.
Another round. Hope I survive.
I'm feeling lucky. Woman at the bar, her beard was delicious. I mean, it was beautiful.
What the hell, dude? God damn.
I forgot her name. Been here for 3 years.
Me too, but I'll listen to it on the recording later.
Rofalia Lovkin, I think. Something like that.
Find her on LinkedIn.
Oh, she got a link, all right.
She has a book with a face on it. Maybe you could try writing in there.
Big roll.
Oh.
Totals.
This is the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, 4.
12.
7.
4 for the house. Round 2.
8.
This is expensive waiting.
I'm just wondering if I could do some deception. Some sleight of hand.
You can do a sleight of hand? Okay. Yeah, you can definitely try that. See if you can beat his perception. What'd you actually roll?
Okay, so I had a 12.
Mm-hmm.
And I just rolled an 11.
So 23. Okay, so you want to try to...
Sleight of hand, knock a... Would you let me, like, knock... I rolled a 5 and a 6. Would you let him knock the 6? Be like, oh, oops! Knock the 6 to see if it rolls to something else.
Knock it down to, like, a 4?
Well, whatever I... Like,
oh, you want to try to knock it to re-roll it.
Okay, whatever I roll.
I love that. Yeah, give me a sleight of hand check.
Cheater!
Roundball!
Arrest that man! Stop him, he's after my hands!
I feel unsafe, thank you.
Oh, damn. 27.
Ooh, yeah, he doesn't notice. Roll me that d6, see what else it is.
Caw! 19!
Wow.
12!
9 for the house.
I had to remember what I had before.
I think I'm done here, boys. I'll stay.
Good decision.
Round 3. Out of the box.
16.
16.
18 for the house.
Oh.
I'm sweating.
Okay, here we go.
The house will stay on 18.
Come on, Monet. Get this, kick his ass. Oh, 22.
21.
Oh.
Lucky lady.
Damn.
Double payout for you, miss.
Monet, what the hell?
Yep, you bet 2, so you get 4 back.
Just lost 3 gold.
Have you lost yet?
Just the one time where both of us lost.
Wow. That was when I got the 21, right?
Good going.
Yeah.
Or did you lose
no,
that time
No, I busted.
Too?
Yeah, I don't know. I busted.
Busted!
And 1 payout for you, sir. I don't know what you gambled, but...
gambled 2.
Oh, no, nice. Yeah, you did you get 21, well. And then I got 20.
Yeah, that's right. And then you busted, so he takes your 3.
Yeah.
So I'll just add 2 and go again for another 2.
I'm gonna step away for this one. I think I've pressed my luck.
This game is fun. It's
hell
just
yeah, Monet, get it up.
It is fun. You know what, Monet? One more. I'll play one more with you. Then I gotta go talk to the guy hiding in the shadows.
Do Scarab wants to check out that wheel. That's where I'm at.
Okay, we'll do this round real quick, and then we'll bump over as if same time as to you going over there. Okay.
I'll go to the wheel after this, too.
Okay. Well, we're going to assume this happens at the same time, so he'll do his, and then I can bump y'all in. So we'll do the round real quick.
Okay. Another round. Coins on the table. Place your bets. Keep your fingers away, or they'll take mine.
Three golds. Oh, boy. Here we go. I keep rolling 6 and 1 on the first roll.
That's pretty cool. That's good.
It's gotten me in trouble.
10.
7.
9 for the house. Round 2. Let 'em fly.
16.
12.
14.
Okay. Okay. Careful. God bless. Damn. Falcon's Hollow.
27.
14.
25. House busts.
Huh?
You, sir, are a winner.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the dice game of value.
There it is.
Do I still lose my money?
Yes, you do.
It goes away.
That's funny.
Yes, you do. Well, that's his actual voice. No, really. No, fork it over.
Give it. Hey, guards. No, guards.
Seriously, they're going to kill me.
I need help.
I've lost so much money today. All right, let's cut over to Scarab. You walk over and you see a rather excited-looking jittery goblin standing on a stool, standing next to an enormous buzzsaw wheel. This is obviously meant for large trees. It's easily 4 times your height. And the goblin on the stool towers over you.
Yeah,
he almost seems to delight in this as he puts his closed fists on his hips in a heroic pose and looks down at you.
Come, come, step forward. Tiny lizard before mighty dragon. Spit in the wheel of fate. Win money, fame, treasure.
That Scarab doesn't make eye contact. You can tell he's actually like a little oppressed by this guy.
Yeah, yeah, sure thing.
First things first, perception check on the wheel.
Yeah, give me a check.
Checking for traps and or goofs upon the wheel.
Looking for a genie hiding behind it?
Damn it, 13.
It looks like a retired blade. A little rusty, and it's been etched, seemingly, maybe by the goblin itself. The handwriting is horrible. It is cut into 14 segments, alternating between the terms dust and log, punctuated on either side in the middle by a rather aggressive-looking carving of death and deliverance. They are scratched into the metal between the layers of rust, and death and deliverance are decorated with numerous skulls, crossbones, and a rather poorly drawn dead goblin, while deliverance features bright flames, shining lights, and what appears to be a glowing rock with the sun behind it.
What do you call this?
Leave it to the player.
Okay, but what's it called?
Me call it Spin the Saw. Good name? Pretty good. Hey, where you get costume? Very nice. Oh, this old thing!
Tugging at himself in his rags, eyeing down this goblin. Before he responds, is this the first goblin we've seen in town?
Yep.
Slash, does he also have that emblem on his person?
It is...
Is it like a thing for the casino workers to have this? This
kind of
work
it,
here.
It's kind of what it seems like.
Is he just a stranger?
His is on his, like, kobold uniform, although it's kind of like... It looks like it's messily hand-painted on the front of it, large and sloppy. He doesn't have a pin in the same way that the others do.
He's not a part of them.
Well,
he just wants
and
to
when
be.
We walked in, Cody said that everyone looked at us except for the goblin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, this thing? I got it from the Creeds. You know the Creeds. They're handing them out to everybody. I guess you got yours there, too? No, I made this.
He points to, like, wobbles his little kobold head on top of his head.
Yours, and he
bends down and touches your face.
Ah, looks so real. Yeah, yeah, I know. Nice. What's it all about? What are you doing this for? Bet it. Put it on the wheel. I take it. Mine. Maybe. We're gonna hold off on that, buddy. How's this thing work? Let me go. Yes. Score. Show you. Score wheel. Spin. Make score. Dust bad. Death bad. But log is good. Log save town. And deliverance.
I don't know what that means, but good.
Scarab again reaches to the back of his neck and he paws at it. Looks back at his friends and then to the wheel.
I'm gonna spin the wheel. Win or lose, who knows? Only two way to find, but beware. Death. Double pay for me. But deliverance double pay for you. It's fair. 50-50.
I'm feeling lucky today.
Give.
And he flops his hand out towards you. You know, with like high energy.
Give coin.
How much you want? We talking one to start or what?
How much? Period, huh? I'll give you 2 coins.
2,000. Never so much have I seen.
What? 2,000 copper, right?
No, just coin. Okay. 2 gold.
Yeah.
Spin. Watch out, sharp edges.
Daddy ain't got that much. We've got a little bit.
And you do see what he's talking about. It is a retired saw, and even though it's been a bit blunted, there's still some sharp bits on it, and it's rusted, so be careful.
That's pretty good. You can work on having a handhold, for sure. I'll just grab one of these rusty bits.
All right. Just rotate the wheel here.
Okay.
You ready to spin?
Give me a spin.
Bum, 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 bum.
Come on, baby!
What is log?
Dust!
Score, keep money! My 2 coin!
And he pockets them inside of his kobold costume.
Again! Damn it!
Skip again looks back at the party who's...
Yeah, Monet.
Whatever! Here, 2, 3!
Skip tosses 3 coins.
As you you begin to walk up as he's doing this, and you see Scarab reach up and grab the wheel to spin.
Spin! Hope you win!
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Mine!
Screams. Scarab,
let me try.
This is a terrible.
Mona is just like, as he's like throwing his tantrum, pushes him out of the way, and then pulls out a copper and gives it to the little kobold goblin. Here you go, little goblin.
1 copper.
No, did I say copper? I'm gonna say gold.
Much better. Spin.
It is a copper though. That's a copper.
Roll deception.
It's hard to tell when it's dark if it's gold or copper.
All right, spin in for Monet.
Oh my god. What is log?
Log!
This is fun!
He hands you back your coin plus 1 more, so you gain a coin.
Hot damn.
Scarab hears.
Score make!
Feels a little bit of excitement as his ears perk up and he turns a little bit. Continue.
Score make interesting! This round only! Double or nothing!
Scarab runs back to Monet, grabs on. What does she wear? Does she wear like loose clothes?
She wears like a. No, not really. She has a scarf, like a large scarf that she wears.
Scarab just wants to grab onto something and like stand behind her because he just lost half of his money.
She's like, go, you're killing it!
Okay, Monet will give.
Log and dust worth 2! Death and deliverance worth 4!
Whatever you were gonna put 1 more. I swear to God, it's gonna work!
Okay, Monet will give 3.
What? No, it doesn't work like that. I'm just going to throw my pee-pee in there.
Spit twice!
So if you're putting 3, if you lose, it's going to cost
pee-pee
you 6.
Put your pee-pee in the saw blade.
Make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got 6 on the line here. Spin.
No, it's going to pass it.
Yes!
Oh, no!
Oh, it was almost dust!
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You get...
Dog is win!
You get 3 back. You pay.
You double,
you put
so you
3
get,
down.
You get 6.
Yeah. Yeah, you put. You Hell throw yeah. away 3, you receive 6.
He
Hell yeah,
pulls
brother.
Out Scarab's lost money and then has to fish around in his various kobold pockets to pull them out.
Can we go again?
You got this, Monet.
Triple or nothing! 3 and 6!
Oh.
What he's saying is you won't get anything. None of it. If you lose. 3 times payout. 3 on win. 3 on loss. Okay. 3 on death. No. 9 death. 9 deliverance.
Okay, I'll give you 1.
That bad math. Oh, score not good at this. 3 and 6. Yes, 3 and 6 times payout.
I'll give you 2.
Spin, spin.
Oh boy. Oh my god.
Wow.
That's a lot of ladies and gentlemen.
We win. He falls to his knees.
So how much do I win?
6.
Yeah.
No, nope. Sorry, 3 times.
No. 9 corn.
I only gave 2.
6.
I got confused.
Wow.
He's a little upset, but he hands you 6 more gold.
Wow.
Easy come, easy go. Score over it now. Monet, we found your calling.
I've almost made back all of the money that you guys took away from me.
Holy shit.
I'm at 35 gold.
Hey, I'll take nothing I asked for nicely, I think. Back to double.
I think I'm going to go back to the table.
You know what? I should be rolling a d4 for this to decide. D4, actually. Make it real interesting. 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, or 4 times. Depending on how he feels.
3 times!
Well.
Anybody in? I'll go in. I'm feeling good about it.
So you can bet in increments of 3, and then it pays out triple either way.
I'm putting 3 forward.
Okay, so payout is 9 either side.
Give me a spin, little guy. Heave-ho, here we go! Death, 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 death!
Oh my god! Oh my god, just barely!
I feel broken! Must be! Thanks for your patronage at my money-making establishment! Yucky! I'm gonna go to the bar! Thank you, little guy!
Hands you 9 gold.
Good luck to becoming a dragon, stupid!
Just scare stomp,
stomps
away.
Nice costume! Make score jealous, take score money! You want to spin?
Okay.
Big tears
I'll
in his
give
eyes.
You
2 times.
I'll give you 2. I hope you win.
Please! I still want to win!
Oh my god.
Log. 4 gold for you. Score close today. Score out of money.
He pays you 4 and he sits down on his stool looking sad.
Oh, LAPD shows up and asks if he's got a permit to work here.
Sir, I am officially at 39
yeah,
gold.
It gets to a point like when you're at a casino and like if you're winning too much, people will come up and be like, you want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. Especially if you're, you know, owned by the house and not just somebody operating in the house and it's fine.
Unless you got something, as Scarab's walking away, is there anything else, anything else going on in the establishment that might draw attention?
Rootmore went to the stage and he took a seat at one of the empty
okay.
tables.
Yeah, I'd love to join you. I'd love to join you.
Yeah, he's got his feet up on the table, leaning back in his chair, holding his mead, or whatever the hell he ordered. And he's just kind of glancing at a bleeding noser man.
Scarab saunters over and he drops a small pouch and he makes sure that it jingles heavily when he slams it on the table.
Ah! Winning!
Oh, you won money!
Money will also come soon.
Her bag is much bigger.
Yeah, how much did you guys make all together?
I am down 1 gold.
Okay.
I made 6 gold.
I made 20 gold.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so not bad. Altogether,
no,
that's...
No, I'm sorry. I made 22 gold.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I'm dead even. Dead even.
Okay, so y'all had a total of 28 gold profit from this. Jeez. This is a good venture for y'all. Gambling pays off, and it never hurts anyone.
Damn right.
Just kidding, kids. don't fucking gamble. This never works in real life. Mm-hmm. The house always wins, and that's not a saying because it's just a saying. But you know, that's you true. Gamble responsibly.
You don't get to roll perception checks gambling. If you question the house, you're getting kicked out.
Yeah,
Scarab cheated.
Cheated big time.
Let's go to a casino.
I'd like to. What would these people be singing about? The people on the stage.
This is probably a little ironic, but the songs they're singing about are losing your money while gambling.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's more like a kind of like jaunty blues. A little uplifty there, people dancing to it.
Rootmore looks around for a schedule, closing time, if there is one.
You don't see anything about like hours of operation. It seems like they just go and go. They probably cycle people out. In fact, like when you guys were walking up, you probably saw somebody leaving in uniform.
Is anything going on with the server that went to go get what's this guy's name? Let him know that we're here.
Blood Eye?
Yeah, Blood Eye.
Cobrin Blood Eye. Yeah, we'll just call him Blood Eye for ease. He actually, when you were trying to look for him before to see if you could see him, he's not behind the curtain anymore, as you saw. I still have him there, so my bad. But as each of you takes your seat at this table watching the show, you sit down as the... this actually might be more prominent to your question, Matthew. As you sit down, the band on stage begins to wrap up whatever song they were in the midst of singing, and the crowd cheers and the both at them and at the revelers and dancers. And the lights above the stage begin to dim as the musicians move further back on stage and a spotlight comes on. Each of the dancers in turn moves and takes a seat at one of the tables as a slow song begins to play. And a rather attractive-looking dark elf steps out onto the stage and begins to sing a sad and beautiful song about losing the ones that you love to the wits of gambling. As you watch her begin to sing and sway, I need a will save from everybody.
Whoa!
Hubba hubba!
Oh boy, here we go.
Ow-ga!
Oh, that's a thick will save.
Oh yeah, me too.
Math. Okay, got it.
28.
29.
Oh shit.
14.
The two of you, meaning not Monet, take the show for what it is, and you enjoy it, but you stay on guard.
Boring!
Keeping an eye out. Keeping your guard up on, you know, what's going on around you. Rumor, you're looking for where Blood Eye went to. And Scarab, you're keeping an eye on the other employees. But Monet, you are fascinated.
Monet is just having the time of her life.
This is just hitting right. The music,
love the electric mandolin in the background.
Yeah.
Burr, 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 Monet's burr. In a good mood. She
She's
like
got a bottle pressed against it to get that nice tone.
She feels like she has nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
She's stone cold.
Something about this performance is encapsulating you, Monet. And like as she sings and like saunters forward to the edge of the stage, she like leans down in your direction and like unfurls an arm palm towards you before drawing it to her face and blowing you a kiss before pirouetting in place and resuming the song. You have a minus two penalty to perception and skill checks. Just while the performance is going on.
She's already so bad at perception.
Well, this ain't helping.
She funny. Monet's funny.
Wow, she's so pretty. What a good day. Good idea, Rootmore.
Oh, thank you.
Monet is.
I think we should use the song. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. The two of you see emerging from one of the back rooms, Blood Eye. He makes his way around the edge of the stage before walking down the steps. He stops to kind of greet a few of the people sitting at table, putting a firm hand on their back, smiling, shaking hands. You see the people at the table give a laugh before he gently excuses himself, walking around them. And he makes his way slowly to your table. And he gives you a, what you see to be a false smile.
Well, welcome. How are we doing this evening? I trust the rogue lady has been good to you.
Oh, Scarab, you weren't kidding. What happened to your nose?
Ha! Ha ha!
Is it something I can help you with?
Heal!
I know it's a bad question.
Lay on hands! Don't touch him without his consent.
What is your will DC?
Will DC, it is a plus 13.
He is intimidating you. For a 27, which would be a critical success, he leans in.
No, it's plus 13.
Oh,
so
plus 13.
Yeah.
So 23. Okay, so he just succeeds. He leans in close. That's good. I would hate to be like, you're shaking in your boots. That's not fun. But there's something about him that unsettles you in his response. His smile grows wider, showing much more of his teeth. His eyes widen a bit as well, and you see his pupils narrow into slits.
Well, maybe if you stick around, I'd love to show you sometime.
Oh. Nasty ass.
We'll be here all night.
Yeah.
Well, I would certainly want to make sure you're all welcome. Enjoy the show. And drinks are on me.
Monet, as he's walking away, is going to stick her fist out for a handshake.
He takes her steel fist and he kisses it gently on the side.
You have a lovely establishment. I'm having the time of my life.
We have many talented people in our employ. Please, enjoy yourself. And remember, do behave.
Scarab's gonna...
Shoot him.
He's gonna shoot him. No, Scarab's gonna, wave his hand back as he's watching the show. Just to get this man's attention.
Hey. We're not here to shake things up with you. We're here to shake things up with you. If you catch my drift. I'll have you know I catch many things in this town. Perhaps you could elaborate. Care to join me in my office? Just you. But the song, of course, of course. I'll come. Yeah, you will.
You can cut that.
Sorry, Moore, I've got a new baby.
Press it.
Oh, huh? My baby.
Oh, yeah, oh, oh baby. I don't know.
I don't know which one it is.
It's even better. Yeah, leave that.
We're
children. We're children.
That's a lot of nuts.
Just slap it.
You want fries with
that? The peeking. Definitely keep that.
Just slap it.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Damn, you want fries with that?
Nice.
That's fucking awesome.
That should be the new crit fails. Everything at the same time.
It had to think for a second. It's like, what are you doing?
What were the words?
Huh?
What were the words being said?
Fancy water.
Oh.
Yeah, fancy water. One. We're children. We're children. You failed your perception and.
You failed your perception!
I'll be borrowing your friend for just a moment. But in the meantime.
And he reaches a hand up. Gives a snap, and that was a wet-handed snap, and it sounded awful.
Guys make me so nervous.
And before long, there are three attendants there, two of which have a tray of drinks and another with a tray of hot food. Ooh. And they quickly fill your table.
Please enjoy yourselves. I'm sure this won't take long.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about the nose.
It doesn't say anything.
Fucking pardon.
Did you do this?
Yeah, you did this to me! It's you! You did this to me! Oh, I see.
You rubbed my nose in the dirt so hard when I was a child!
I didn't mention it before, Scarab, when you were in your room, and it would be harder to tell here, but as you make your way, he leads you back behind the stage into his office. Now that you've moved away from a lot of the hustle and bustle, you can hear now the same noise that you were too off-put to hear before. But you notice that as he breathes, there is a unsettling whistling noise that comes from his brass nose. He leads you behind stage down through a hallway. You pass by dressing rooms where there were people moving in and out of the stage, getting ready for whatever comes next, changing costume, people walking around directing, making sure everything's good, people walking around with drinks for the actors, the performers, before he leads you to a back office, up a flight of stairs in the back of the room.
Oh, wow.
Can I do some, passive perceptions on the way, just in case anything is, way off? I mean, me as a person, I've been through rooms like this before.
Yeah.
It's oppressive. It feels bad. But if anything's super amiss, I don't know. I just want to be as safe as possible.
So the back section that I have you in here right now is the dressing rooms. Go ahead and roll me that perception check.
Okay. Okay. 22.
Nothing seems particularly off about this. Everybody kind of seems like they're in either good spirits or in nervous spirits. Nobody seems like distressed. This all seems very routine for them.
Perfect.
Something you do note, is from this, where he stops and turns to face you and kind of direct you, is a long staircase going up that ends in a singular door. And then behind you, sorry, to your left, I suppose, before you turn facing that staircase, is another stairwell and double doors leading down.
Oh, big place.
Wow, big place!
The consortium pays well, and we make sure to pay well in kind. Right this way, please.
And as you move to go up the stairs, he turns around and closes a sliding door, shutting it off from the dressing room, leading you up the stairs to another single room going towards an office. And that's the end of today.
I gotta talk to this guy!
I don't like how you're alone. It sucks.
Scarab's he's confident. He would not have gone. He's a scaredy cat. He would not have gone if he didn't think that this might work out. I want to talk to him.
Good night. The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Cursed Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is written by Matthew. We would like to thank Michael Gelfie Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio for music and ambiance.
Look him up.
Find out more at michaelgelfie.com. Check out his Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Also, don't forget to leave us comments on YouTube or any podcast app of your choice. We love it! On Spotify, on episode number 29 of Crown of the Kobold King, episode 29. Username Wall. That's WALL. Wall.
Nice.
They say Rick is super creepy. Loved the interaction between the characters. Laughed out loud several times.
Amazing. Amazing.
Nice. Thank you, Wall.
Justin,
thank
you hear so that? We need you to come back to the cellar. He's been missing for weeks.
Watch out, everyone.
I told you we should have locked that tiny window, man.
We
come on,
hadn't
Justin.
Fed him, so he may be dangerous.
You got a little ornery. You got a little ornery. It's okay. It's okay. Come on. Come on, buddy.
No, for real. Love that. Thank you. Yeah. So I'm happy that you guys think this is funny.
I also want to thank my mom for her comment that she left on a video that got deleted. Thank you.
It was very funny.
It was very funny.
It was
yeah,
so
thanks,
funny.
Mom, for like, doxing my wife.
Hey.
No, I'm going to read it.
I'm going to read it right now.
Let me see. Where is it?
Don't read it. You're going to have to meet it again.
No, I'm going
to
read it. Don't worry. I won't say all 17 of Felicia's names.
Okay. You didn't have to tell them that I had 17 names.
It's like an encrypted password, but, you know, your legal name.
If you ever come across a Felicia
all
with 17 names,
you'll know.
All
I was doing was trying to thank my mom for making the effort of making a comment. I wasn't going to say what it was. That I appreciate.
Yeah,
that
thanks
she
for
tried
the
to.
Engagement.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny though. Like, this was on one of our Baldur's Gate videos. She said, Felicia blank 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 de la Mancha language.
Yeah.
I could hear her saying that too.
I could hear
so
the chunkla flying across the room.
She
across
never hit state. Me with a chunkla.
I know, but it's funny. It's so de la Mancha.
But she also did say very cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe your mother should have hit you with a chancla.
Chancla.
The zapatos. The zapato, am I way off?
That's you.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. White boy grew up in the South, sorry. South Texas. Ah, God. My hole gets deeper and deeper.
I didn't ask to be born here.
I love Tex-Mex.
There, I said it.
Garudos.
Those King Kong nachos from Chacho's. Bye, everyone.
Yeah, we love you, your comments. Thank you so much.
We love you.
Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God, beer is so good. I hate that it makes you fat. This is like my favorite.
Let's order pizza.
Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What about hot dog?
Order hot
dog. Order hot dog.
Can I get a hot dog pizza? Can I get a pizza hot
is
dog?
Is that a thing?
No.
Didn't Pizza Hut do a whole thing where you could get like hot dogs inside of
they
the
did.
Crust?
It was great.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
It was fantastic.